It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Yes.
Yeah,
Bill. Yeah. In the building, first show of the new year.
Yeah.
2021.
It's
a siege of the Capitol building as we speak.
So crazy, guys. What is happening? Does anybody actually know what's happening?
A bunch of angry whites trying to storm the Capitol building to choke Mitch McConnell or something.
There were shots fired in the Capitol building. Somebody actually made it in and fired shots. That's what I'm like, my jaw's on the floor.
Not somebody, a white man.
I prefer the racially neutral somebody.
No, if this was a Black Lives Matter protest, you remember how much security they had on the Capitol building that day?
Yeah, where's security? Where the fuck is security?
Mm. Where is our law and order president?
Where's my law and order that I wanted?
Oh. There we go. Yeah. Somebody's busy.
Annoyingly popular, this one.
Already.
Let's introduce our guesties. We have the best guests this week.
Let's do it.
All right, ladies.
Who's
first?
Kendra?
Kendra, yeah. Kendra, friend of the show. This is your second time on, I want to say.
Maybe third.
Kendra, yes.
I can't remember.
Kendra, sweet out of mind. Kendra, you are an adult actress, and your big break was when you showed your titties in a library and got kicked out.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't even read my books that day. I was in that library. I was reading Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing by Judy Blume. Next thing I know,
Kendra's my secret girl crush because I like your attitude. I like your attitude.
It's about Kendra that it comes off like she could rather not be there, and I like that about her.
Give a fuck.
All things considered, she'd rather be somewhere else, and I like that in my porn.
I love it. I love a girl who does not want to hang out with me. Get over here.
Kendra's a cat. Yeah, she's a whole house cat.
I know.
Introduce yourself, brother.
I am Dave Temple, comedian.
Yes.
Promoter, author. Just released my first special, the second one, on DaveTempleComedy.com. So go check that out, man. It's funny stuff. Or go listen to it on Spotify, iTunes, Pandora, Tidal.
What's the name? What's the name of it?
The second one, Dave Temple.
Oh, it's called the second one. Okay.
Nice.
So the first one's out there, too. You got to go back and discover the first one also. But
do they have two in order, or can we start with the second one and then go to the first one?
Oh, yeah. You can start with the second one and then go to the first one.
Okay. So we won't be missing any cliffhangers from the first one on the second one?
Nah, I don't do them that way.
Okay.
It's like Rambo 2. You ain't really need to see Rambo 1.
Yeah.
But if you came in at Rambo 2, you're going to go back and see Rambo 1.
There you go. Now, how have you guys, other than a special, how have you guys been staying busy during all this pandemic? Kendra, what you been up to? Have you been still shooting?
Yeah, I started shooting Brazzers. I'm contracted to Brazzers, so we started shooting again, I think, about a month ago, taking every precaution we can. We all require like a 24-hour COVID test, but they've sort of shut down because I think the cases in LA have spiked quite a lot recently. Yeah. So they've shut down production for a couple weeks as a precaution, but my roommate and my best friend tested positive for coronavirus, so I have been quarantining in my room for about 5 days now. I still am testing negative. I'm not sure, but I would be pretty surprised if I don't have it, considering on New Year's we were sharing bottles, kissing, touched tongues.
Oh my God.
I assume if I touch tongues with somebody who tests positive, that I'm probably positive. Like,
you
I
sound
would be
like you got it.
Shocked if I'm not.
I'd get COVID from you. Just you, though. I'm not, like, girls aren't really my thing, but I'd get your COVID.
I like how the adult star in the house is the one who doesn't get COVID. Like,
and you would think out of all the groups of people in entertainment, the best group when it comes to testing would be the porn industry.
Yeah, I mean, we take as many precautions as we can, but, you know, there's only so much you can do. You know, it's just like the flu that goes around, like there's only so much we can do. And because it's such a weird thing, not a lot of people know, like it's all the details of how COVID works is not concrete. So people are still like learning. It's still tricky, you know, with like your period of testing positive or negative and
yeah,
all this stuff.
So this shit has turned.
They're not having symptoms. Like, I just don't even know what to think of it, but I would be genuinely shocked if I escaped COVID.
Yeah.
I think my 2020 just had to end strong. Like the very last moments, the last few hours that I've had of 2020, like I had to end strongly with getting COVID. I would not be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I had it early on, like in maybe February.
I think so too.
I
think I was banging someone in a scary apartment with COVID.
Yeah. I'm the less scared now because it's been like almost a year and people like, there's a lot more people that have had it and been like, you'll be fine. But I could imagine if you got it early on, that's a lot more terrifying because nobody really knew anything about it.
Yeah. Nobody knew. Nobody knew if it would kill you or what kind of pre-existing conditions would it, you know, affect the most. Yeah. So it's fucking brutal. So do they give you any timeline of what they think that you guys would be up and running again? Because comedy, stand-up comedy, we've been dead for a year now.
For a year.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And it ain't coming back soon.
Yeah, no, we don't really have a time frame. I know other companies are shooting, but I think Brazzers really wants to give it a good 2 weeks, if not more, to really make sure that everybody's safe. I'm still testing negative, so I'm going to test again tomorrow, which would be 7 days after I came in contact with her.
Right.
And I'm hoping it comes out negative, but I don't know.
Your roommate and your veteran, are your roommates still in the house?
She's been in her room. She's been staying there. I've been staying in my room. I've been in my room for like 5 days now. I'm getting quite bored.
Yeah, that's
thankfully,
a sexy,
we don't have many symptoms at all.
But wait, so do y'all use the same bathroom?
What'd you say?
No.
Do y'all use the same
bathroom in my room?
Yeah. Okay, good.
Mm-mm.
And what about the kitchen? Wow. Is it off limits for her?
Well, we've just been ordering food and sanitizing. Like anytime I go and touch anything in the house, like I sanitize and everything. We're taking all the precautions that we can, staying separate. We have not shared anything since New Year's Eve, so.
Is it weird talking to your roommate via text while y'all still in the same house?
Yeah, what's funny is like, I'll see like a funny TikTok or something and I'll send it to her and like, there'll be like a 5 second delay and then I'll hear her just like, like whatever comment she has, she'll like scream it out. It's just so funny. Like I'll just be sitting here cracking up. We've been talking on the phone and like through our rooms. Like I asked her to slide me like an edible under the door so I could go into like a weed coma the other day.
It's like prison.
Now, yeah, Dave, this sounds like a jail cell.
Yeah,
it's like jail. I have cats.
Your toilet.
It's like a prison cell with cats, if you will.
Hi, kitty. Yeah.
There we go. A lot of pussy in that room.
There he is. 2021 is so 2020.
Did you
remember
get the
when it was supposed to be over? What, Sharadi?
I was trying to see if Dave like performed on some outdoor shows and shit.
Oh yeah, I performed everywhere. I don't
care.
Still, I did the train show with Stand Up New York. I don't care.
I refuse to do that. I'm not. That's for everybody else, not me.
What show?
It's not even out of. I don't know. Maybe it is desperation, but it's not like desperation out of attention. It's just on some like. I don't know what else to do. This is what I've been doing for the past 16 years. I don't know what else to do with my day.
Yeah, right.
How about not spread the disease, you son of a bitch?
Don't come for me. I was in the club. Don't come for me.
Were you?
Jeez.
LA's been a mess, though. LA was, they hot tried mess. To ignore it for the longest.
Oh, I was in Tampa.
Oh, so that's even worse.
It's mad. Like I went to like the hub of it and there's like pictures of me and my roommate in the club like licking the same champagne bottle and I was like touching tongue. And I was like, I could just see Miss Rona just being like, ooh,
you are a little super spreader. I love
it's
her
popping
so much.
Off in here.
I love your irresponsible ass. Get over here, New York.
If you were in the NFL, you'd be out already. They would have thrown you the
ball. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of myself.
I think I was that kind of person all the time. Like, y'all don't ever remember being that kind of person that just used the fuck up and you just kind of realize like, oh, yeah, I'm the fuck up. That's just what I do. I'm sorry.
So you're just dealing with, but you wear a mask and everything though, right?
Oh, yeah, I wear a mask. But like, it's just, I've always been that kid. Like, okay, yeah, we're not supposed to cross the street. Yeah, we won't. But we're just going to do it, you know?
Oh, you're a good baby.
I mean, now you see the nonsense going on at the Capitol building, people protesting the election results, trying to get it overturned. A bunch of Proud Boys out there.
Notice they're not called Proud Men. Grow up.
What an proud women out there people. Either, I might add.
Yeah, right? No women. You're right.
No women.
How little must your dick be to call yourself a Proud Boy and wear a stupid yellow and black shirt and open carry in the Capitol? Fucking grow a giant penis and go home.
Yeah, we had Gavin McGinnis, the founder of the Proud Boys, on a couple months ago. I bet him on the election. He still owes me money on the 20th. He still owes me money, baby.
Friend of the show, Gavin McGinnis, who is the absolute worst. Worst guy. Funny, smart, friend of the show. Miserable, awful cunt. Of course he spawned the Proud Boys. Like father, like daddy, like sons. Miserable idiots.
He spoke out to the small dick white boys of America and said, we got to do something.
Somebody has to parent the small penis people.
They deserve their own church.
Fuck them, idiots.
So do you think that any of you guys think that this will somehow affect the outcome of the election that we already had? Or you think this won't push through and throw Trump out? The
election's done. Everybody's a salty baby. Go home. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's going into prison. It's done. Get over yourself.
The game is over. I feel like the game is over because the end is going to be so ridiculous that most of us who barely had an inkling of interest in this shit are about to totally be done with it.
We're done. Yeah. We're done.
I can't keep up. Politics has jumped the shark, bro. Like, guys, I cannot keep up.
Even SNL takes like a summer break or whatever. Like, can we just hop off the politics dick for 2 seconds and just like let ourselves? Like, I can't even come again from this. I need a month. I need a month to get myself going.
Yeah, like, what are we doing? Who's writing this shit, man?
I'm dry as a bone over here. Fucking calm down.
Then that makes one of us.
My pussy just went right up into my body.
I haven't masturbated this month. Quarantine brought out my masturbation skills again. Not since high school have I put up these kind of masturbation numbers.
I realized also I'm happier because now it's more throughout the day. So it's like little releases throughout the day. And you go like, this should have been happening all along. I don't know how I got to a point in my life where this wasn't how I was getting through the day.
Have you guys found that your masturbation numbers are peaking?
Me, I think they're pretty much the same. I don't feel like a rush of happiness, so I feel a rush of shame.
Really?
after I masturbated for like the 3 times in the last 2 hours, I just put the vibrator down and I like pull my pants back up and go back to watching Netflix. And I'm like, this is really my life right now.
I would pay to see that life, goddammit.
You let the cats watch or are you like, not now, mommy's busy?
I let them do whatever, but when one of them starts to climb on my chest, I'm just like, this is wrong.
Like, you're like, let mommy finish.
I'll allow it.
I'll allow it too. I'm like, I don't know where that peanut butter came from.
I'm like, hey, if he's laying on me, it's not my problem. As long as I'm not touching him, like, it's not
right. You know? That's the law.
Yeah, it's helped me read more though.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, because that's my routine. I read for an hour and then I beat off. So it's a reason to read, you know?
Okay.
Do you think you're better than people? Do you drink a green juice and stretch? Yeah. Fuck you.
And it depends on the book you're reading, too. If you read An Invisible Man by Richard Wright, nigga, you shouldn't be beating off after it. Should be in the community making a difference, you son of a bitch.
That's my routine. I read a book until I'm soaking wet. Then I come and go back to my book.
Your paragraph free.
I'm dating someone new, so I'm fine.
Here we go, Karen. Oh, whiteness. Nice. What white boy did you find in this fucking pandemic soup?
He's not white. He's my first non-white. Yeah, I'm not gonna get into it on the air because I respect.
Whoa, him. I'm your daddy, nigga.
I will tell you later. Obviously,
all right.
Say this is the time to do interracial. If it was something,
it's my first non-white ever. So
yeah, but this is the time.
A non-white to Karen is a Capricorn. She's
talking shit. He's an air sign, so that's not white. I don't get it. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I want to hear black, not non-white, motherfucker.
Not black. He's just non-white.
I know he ain't. I know he ain't because I know my daughter.
Got to dip the toe in.
I know my daughter got a fucking a David Duke pussy.
Baby steps. Baby steps. Baby hey, listen. Duke. This is my journey. Respect my process.
Seriously, now, Kendra, how's your dating life doing in this? You dating? What? How about the sounds of that masturbation story?
No, people, I don't know. It's a lot harder to date when you do porn. It's like,
yeah, no, tell me about it. I did porn for 3 summers.
Shut up.
Yeah, back in the 90s.
I feel like it's hard because guys always bring that up when
they don't want to get close.
It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, it's okay. We don't.
And did you date somebody who you thought? You date somebody who you thought was like, oh, he's okay with it. He's pretty good. And then a couple weeks in, you was like, oh, no, he's not.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people that I, like, date or whatever are always like, oh, it doesn't bother me. But then, like, they can't commit or something.
Yeah.
And I, in my head, I'm like, I know if I worked at Starbucks, this motherfucker would commit already. Like, I know if I worked a regular job, it would be different. Like, they tell me that they don't care, but I just know that things would be different if I didn't do porn, which sucks because I'm really like a hopeless romantic. I love love and I just want to be loved and give love, but it's just one of the negatives that comes with doing porn. There's a lot of positives. There's a lot of great parts, but to me, that's the number one negative. Is that
I mean, I don't have a problem committing to a girl who does porn. So it's like really woke and accepting. And I just like love people exactly who they are and never try to change them. So
So, Ken, do you think you're going to have to get out of porn before you have a serious relationship or what?
I think so.
Yeah. Look how sad you are.
I know. I'm the worst. I'm like so hopeless romantic. Like, I love love. I love affection. I love attention. I just feel like I have a lot to give, but nobody fucking wants it.
What do you mean nobody? Everybody wants it.
Everybody wants it.
Not like that.
It just takes a very like secure person. And like, I want to have mixed babies one day. And I just feel like I don't see like a tall, attractive, fit black man wanting
enough
me to
about
do
me.
Porn.
So have you dated anyone who was in the industry and did that seem like a better fit or did it last longer than somebody who you dated outside the industry?
I had a relationship that started before I started doing adult films, but after I became library girl. So I was already like in the adult industry, but didn't exactly go full throttle into doing films.
Right.
And then I started when I was with him and then we moved down to LA together and kind of lived like that industry lifestyle. We would have like, we would go to the parties, we would have like porn friends, we would have orgy parties and like hook up with everyone. And I let him have like an open relationship and everything. And it just, it didn't work out in the end. I wasn't happy. Like I really felt like I was not happy. And I know in the future that I want somebody that only wants me, which is kind of hard to ask for when I do.
Right.
Porn. But it takes a really confident man to understand that shooting porn is completely separate than the connection that I could have with somebody that I really care about. Because to me, that's just work. I show up. I don't even really talk to my other performers all that much. And like, show
I can
up
see
work,
that.
Go home.
What an attitude on this one.
You got the real attitude. I love this
so
girl.
Much. Look at that cunty attitude. I say, fuck you. And I sit down with my back turned. I got my iPhone
get
out.
My bread, get my head. Then I leave. He's out.
Do you know that means how many dudes leave set thinking she hated him? She just didn't give
know.
A fuck.
A lot of times it's fun and it's not that hard, but there is a few, there is one or two performers I've worked with where I felt like it was work. Like, we were not interested in each other at all. I don't even think he likes girls. Like, he went soft eating me out. So I was like, we just don't vibe. And that day, like, it really was work. Like, I just literally
I got hard just from the story.
Because you still because you still have to finish it though, even though it's not working.
Yeah
I mean, it's we made it work. I mean, he came, he had his eyes closed when he was jerking off. I'm sure he was thinking about guys, but I wasn't gonna allow that. I knew that he wasn't really into women, Right. But I wasn't going to allow that to stop me from getting my check, because I don't know if a straight performer that I'm working with just had gay sex last night. Like, I don't know what they did. You know, I don't know what they do in their personal life. So why would I allow that to stop me from getting a check? I didn't. And then I just, the whole scene, I was like, this dude don't even fucking like me. He kind of reminds me of my cousin. Like, I'm just not going to look at him. I'm just going to get my check and leave.
I hate when something reminds me of cousin sex.
Oh, yeah. It's bad. It's bad. And then when they have the same name as my brothers, I'm like,
That's so hot, man. I watched this documentary on on YouTube about specifically about brothers and sisters who fall in love. And it happens when there's like,
what part of the internet are you on?
Yeah, I'm on the same internet as you, babe. You're just not looking hard enough. open your eyes, Dave. Well, so here's what's crazy. It's they didn't grow up together, right? They're like, they got adopted separately or whatever as babies. And so there's a thing, obviously, I don't have brothers, but you know, I love, it's not crazy that if you grow up with somebody as a kid, evolution makes it so that person's like sexually repulsive to you. So you don't you're not fucking your sibling. But if you don't grow up to, the reason that that's there is because if it wasn't, you'd find them so overpoweringly attractive because there's so much like you. So if you don't grow up together, they'll like meet by chance, like they'll run into each other and Fab will be like, I don't know what this is. Like, I've never experienced an attraction like this. And it's because they're brother and sister and they fall in love right away. And then, and it's like so powerful, no one can break them apart. And then they learn that they're related by blood, like really closely. And they're like, whatever, man, like ship has sailed. Don't give a fuck. Like, I can't even end this if I tried. And like, they give up everything. Like, their families are like, this isn't cool. Their neighbors are like, disgusting. They won't be served at CVS or whatever. And they're like, this is what we're doing right now.
Sounds like the Twilight Saga.
That's a real love. That's a real love when so you just love one person in your family and just get rid of everybody else.
Wait, what?
That's some real love when you like this. Yeah. I love my brother so much.
So
fuck
much.
You, grandma.
I fuck you. I just have my brother. That dick's where it's at. And no one can tell me otherwise. Yeah. You are not going to tell me different.
That's a lot of pressure too, as the brother. Be like, oh, this bitch really believes in me.
Now, kid, now your brothers, how old are your brothers?
One's like 31, the other one's 21, and then 13.
Okay, now they've seen your work, right? Or like know about it, not seen it, but they know
I was gonna say, I hope
yeah,
they
not seen it, but
my whole family knows and they're really cool, they're really supportive. I'm very lucky to have them.
That's amazing. Now it would be weird if I was, because I breathe through the internet for a porn, you know, I'm a human boy. Mm-hmm. And if I see my sister pop up, I'm gonna turn away. But first I'll watch it for a couple of minutes just to get info from my mom.
Yeah, I feel really bad. I mean, it is what it is. I do feel bad. I'm sure at some point they're scrolling through porn, or maybe they just like don't scroll through because they learned their lesson. Maybe they know exactly what they want to watch and they type it in. But I do feel bad, but it, you know, it is what it is. I'm very lucky that they're still supportive. But
yeah, definitely. No matter what
other families in your neighborhood. That's like a debate in the household now where they're like, well, look at the one girl. She turned out really good. Like, you know.
I just think it's funny when my parents are like really strict with my little brother. I'm like, y'all were really strict with me. And look at me. Like, I do porn. Like, what were you trying to keep me from exactly? Like, I'm like, y'all were strict. And how did that work out? But also, like, I am, you know, I could still be living in Oregon. I could be addicted to crack. I could have like 8 babies and 8 baby daddies. You know, I did turn out pretty well.
Is that what's happening in Oregon?
Yeah,
well, they're just like decriminalized all drugs and like
all of them.
Yeah, that was a big thing. Well, they legalize psilocybin and like magic mushrooms, I guess, for research. But they also decriminalized all drugs because they're trying to go more of like a rehabilitation type route instead of treating people like criminals, treating them like they actually need help. So I think
that makes sense, because like, we have a lot of people who are, you know, dealing with addiction. They just get locked up and thrown away. As soon as they get back out, they go right back to it. It's like we're not rehabilitating these people and we lock them up like they, you know, they criminals. But if you have an addiction, if it's a disease, it's not a crime.
Yeah, I believe you don't deserve to be locked up unless you're a harm to society or other people. So I think like a drug addiction should not be treated as like you're a criminal. It should be treated as you need help.
Mm-hmm. I concur. I mean, it's a real problem in this country that we just lock up any problem we have with anybody. We just lock them up and they say that'll deal with it, and it don't.
Yeah, I've been in jail before for weed, and I was sitting there like, man, I'm in here over a fucking plant. Like, I can't fucking believe this. Like, something that grows in the ground, and I'm in here because of this. Like,
oh, so how long were you in there for? Were you there just, like, waiting to be processed, or were you, yeah, right. You weren't, like, sentenced.
Yeah, I got arrested at the airport. This was before they made it legal to fly out of LAX with weed. I had quite a few different things on me, and they thought I was like transporting with intent to sell, and I was like, no, I'm just a heavy stoner that likes variety.
Right.
And, like, my police report is like 2 pages long. I had like joints dipped in oil and keef, weed dipped in oil and keef, like popcorn, cookies, vape pens, like everything that you
that
could
is
think
my
of.
Draw, yes.
You had no room for your luggage.
I was like,
there's like, who comes to LA for 2 weeks with no clothes? You going to jail.
I know, right? They're like, this
do you kind of stick to weed, or are you into other stuff too? Or is weed kind of your thing?
I mean, I do. I like psychedelics. I do dabble here and there. I
mushrooms?
Like weed. I like acid more than mushrooms. Mushrooms
acid, yeah.
Feel like a little bit weird inside.
Now, do you feel like it's escapism? Like you feel like you can get away from yourself when you do it?
I feel like it opens my mind and allows me to see the beauty in everything. I also, last time I did acid was in Hawaii. So it's a lot more nice to do it on a boat in Hawaii. Like it's beautiful. Me and my roommate tried doing acid on Manhattan Beach on 4th of July in LA. Right. And it was not the same experience.
Not the same.
It was bad.
You were killing it. If being on a boat in Hawaii, you need drugs to enhance that shit.
We were looking around and we were like, how dare we think we could emulate this in LA on Manhattan Beach? Like, how fucking dumb of us to think we would have this experience there. Like, it was terrible.
Yeah, you gotta learn from Dog the Bounty Hunter. If you're gonna do drugs, do them in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
That blue ice.
You didn't hear it from me, but you should.
What's that?
I said, you didn't hear it from me, but you should.
Yes, you should. And how long ago was that?
That was around Thanksgiving, because we always go to Hawaii for Thanksgiving. And the cool thing is we skydived that day. So we woke up, jumped out of a fucking airplane, which was the first time for me. I was terrified.
That sounds awesome.
It was terrible, but as soon as I jumped out of the plane, like, it was the most peaceful feeling. Like, I didn't have any sort of stomach drop or anything. Like, it was just like you're floating through the sky. I was like, holy crap, like looking around at the island, it was the most beautiful thing. And then when we were on the boat and we did acid, I kept looking up at the sky like, damn, like I came out of there today. Like, I was up there, bitch. Like, yeah. I was up there. But then I was also like stuck to this part of the boat. I did not move for 5 or 6 hours, however long it was. And I literally fried in all senses. Like, my face was so red. When I finally looked in the mirror, I was like,
that girl
is not looking at me. I was like, don't look in the mirror. Don't look. It's bad. I'm Red Lobster right now. Like, I cannot.
My fucking only question is, who's this lucky ass fucking dive instructor who got to be tethered to you all the way down with a hard on?
I don't know. He was a sweet guy, though. It was funny because when we were going in the airplane up, like, the airplane is the smallest airplane I've ever been in. The ground is wood with screws.
No.
Two benches, no seat belts. Like, you have a little oh shit handle. And I was like freaking out. We're only like 3,000 feet in the air. We have like 10,000 more to go. And I was like, I'm gonna freak out. I kept like scooting back, like I wanted to ask him to hold me, like, but I was like, that's probably inappropriate. I wanted to be like, sir, like, can you just hold me, please? Like, I kept scooting back to like lay on him, and I think he kept scooting back, and I just kept trying to get closer to him to like feel comfortable. And I wanted to ask him to hold me so bad, but I didn't.
Yeah, the planes that you skydive off, it's like, holy shit. Yeah, I'm glad I got a parachute, because this shit looked like it's been built at Home Depot.
The plane ride was the scariest part. I really thought I was going to die in that tiny-ass plane.
In the tiny plane.
Yes. I, like, texted my family. I was like, if I don't make it, I love you. Please spend my money like I would, like, lavishly. Like, go on vacation.
So that's a good question. Who's in, if something happened to you, who gets the money?
My family.
Your mother, your father?
I think I would assume it would go to my parents, and I don't know if they.
That's the black in you. That's how black you are. You better make a will, bitch.
Somebody get this shit.
I know. I just think it's funny. Like, they're all gonna be like sad but like rich. They're gonna be like, we ain't never had this much money before, but they're gonna be sad but also like chilling.
But also fine.
They're fine.
Now, how is the loot in the industry right now? Is the money coming in? I'm sure right now with this pandemic, y'all numbers got to be soaring.
Yeah, I mean, OnlyFans has been great. The good thing about OnlyFans becoming more popular is that in the past, performers relied on companies, which really sucks. You know, if a company doesn't want to shoot you, like, what can you do? So the money was all in their hands, and now it's flipped. The money is in our hands. A lot of people aren't even shooting films anymore because you can make so much money doing it on your own. And you film one video and you get paid every single time somebody watches it versus getting paid once, no matter how many people watch it. So I feel like a lot of performers now are making a lot of money on OnlyFans and really only shooting to keep our names out there and to keep
Now, how are the industry, how are like the companies trying to combat that? Like, how are they making up for that loss of revenue?
I don't really know. I think a lot of them are still relying on us. I mean, I love Brazzers. I've been contracted to Brazzers since March, and they've been treating me amazingly, and like they're like family to me. So I think a lot of companies are starting to kind of try and get the main performers on contracts to really like solidify getting scenes and good scenes out of people. So
now, does the contracts now like try to regulate how many times you can be on OnlyFans or on social media yourself?
No, thankfully Brazzers is really lax. I was on contract with Vixen before and they were a little bit more strict about everything that I did, but Brazzers is really dope. I think that they mostly care about me being happy. Like, they still shot me when I had bright pink hair and like and everything. So I think that they thankfully just want me to be happy at the end of the day.
So would Vixen give you like a like beef over like having your hair a certain color or wearing a certain thing and things like that?
Yeah, I think I wasn't really allowed to change my appearance. My nails had to be a certain way. And like, I love like crazy nails. Like, I still have my holiday nails on because I have.
You're so Dominican.
My nail girl. But I think, I would have never gotten away with a lot of the nails that I've had before. So
why? What was the rule?
Just like French tip, classy type thing. They just have a very specific image. And at the time, I was still pretty new name. So I went along with it. But at this point, I'm like, I'm going to be who I want to be. If I want to go get a tattoo, I'm going to go get a tattoo. Like, I'm going to be myself. And I love that Brazzers wants me to be myself.
Mm-hmm. So what would happen if you did go into like Vixen shoot and you had a tattoo, like a new tattoo they didn't know about? Would they beef? Would they take money off your pay?
I don't know. I think this was a long time ago that I was working for them. But I think that at the time they would have... been like, you know, like, oh geez, like what are we gonna do about it? Not inherently trying to make me feel bad, but it would probably make me feel bad, and then probably cover it up. Like, I've seen them cover people's tattoos up before. They edit out my nipple rings in some pictures, so like people are like, where'd your nipple rings go? They've definitely edited things to make it not really me, I guess, but that's just the way that they were. I don't know what they're like now. I haven't worked with them in a long time.
Right, did you hear about other people leaving them for the same reasons, like it was too stringent?
I mean, yeah, I feel like a lot of people felt the way that I felt back when, I think a couple years ago, Vixen and Greg Lansky and all of them were the biggest in the industry. And a lot of people had like a love-hate relationship with them. They love them because they want to work for them, but then they also don't like how strict they are, how they make people feel like they're not good enough. And I've seen that firsthand. They've made me feel like that. And I was their number one contract girl. So
they try to make you feel like you wasn't good enough for like to be on camera, or like they try to down you just so they can pay you less or just keep you in their pocket?
Well, I realize now I could have gotten paid a lot more, but I also think my name wasn't as big back then as it is now. But also I just feel like I don't feel like at the time they meant to make people feel like that, but they did. From being too strict or being like very specific about what they want, they made a lot of people feel not good enough.
Right. And
I make a lot of mistakes, I do. So I just feel like a lot of times I was made to feel like, I don't know.
Less than?
Yeah.
You think that they could still, like, now that you're a much bigger name and people like you're a draw, would they still do the same thing to you if you were like, look, I'm just going to have my nails how I want? Would they be like, no, same rules for you?
I think with every girl, they ask them to have certain nails. It's just not, it's just the way that they want it to be. And sometimes, I don't know, it's just, sometimes I do have crazy nails. Like I shouldn't have, it's like I had these crazy sex, drugs and money nails that said like sex and drugs all over it. And I was like, man, I kind of got away with it. Like with browsers, I kind of like tried to hide them or whatever, but yeah, sometimes I do have.
Where are those nails acceptable?
At a Puerto Rican woman's husband's
who
funeral.
Is allowing them?
Right, only fans, I can do whatever I want.
I feel you. It's just fascinating that you would think even in porn, you'd be like, all right, cool, let them rock. Like, but damn.
Yeah.
Now, what about like interracial things?
They have like nail lawyers where like legal says no sex nails.
Yeah. Well, we all know. Long.
A lot of times it'll be like in your call sheet, it'll be like nails, this wardrobe, mm-hmm. this. Please come hair and makeup ready.
Oh, you have to do your own hair and makeup.
Sometimes you do. Well, like the very beginning when they first started shooting, it was no crew, just you and the other performer. They'd have cameras set up and then there would be somebody like a director, somebody over Zoom. And then it would just be you two like filming, like it's like filming content, but I would get paid a full scene rate. And I honestly really liked that.
Right.
But then they started going back to a shorter crew. And like hair and makeup, like they do there and everything. So you have to get up a little earlier. It's longer days, but yeah.
Now, as far as like interracial scenes, do you find like the maybe one where was better than the other, like browsers might be more lenient on it, or you found that they were both the same?
I don't know. I've done a lot of scenes for Blacked.
Yeah.
There she is.
That was my penis. My penis yells sometimes.
Yes. I don't know. I feel like I really liked working for Blacked because I felt like they really portrayed the Black performers in a way that a lot of other companies weren't, and they were making them successful people and like just portraying it a lot better. But I think I shoot most interracial for myself now. It's like it's my favorite to shoot. Like if I
I'm
could
proud
shoot
of you. All interracial,
I would. But I'm like, I have to sprinkle some white guys in there here and there for my fans, you know. I'm like, I have too many interracial videos.
That, what kind of like how much engagement with your fans like do you get to see what any of them look like? And are you like disappointed or are you like pleased with your fans, like their physical appearance?
Sometimes I see my fans, I wouldn't, you know, I think the nicest ones are not the most attractive, but
right. Yeah.
Dave, you know goddamn well what the answer is.
Yeah, I just wanted to like, how do you?
You know goddamn well, it's the same with fans everywhere. Yeah, the nice ones aren't hot. That's the whole point. The hot ones are weird and rude and suck.
If I had an attractive fan, it would be a different story. I'd be like, come here. Like, come on, let's fucking shoot or something, but it's very rare.
Yeah, but I'm sure the guys who are not so attractive, they probably really loyal to you. They really care about your work. They're probably more friendly.
In love with you.
Sherrod, how unattractive of a fan can you, like, would you hang out with?
Oh, I hung out with all of them. Some of my fans are not attractive at all, but I'm like this. You remember my joke? Let's make it an issue.
What if it's just like a regular blonde girl who's like really cute, but just like not like professionally hot, but like hot still for a comic?
I love all my girl fans. It's my favorite.
No, don't you? Okay, that's good to know. All
your girl fans. Now, do you do the conventions and stuff? And how's the money in that if you do?
I did. I think when I first started out, before I started doing adult films, all I did was conventions and feature dancing. And I did love meeting all my fans. I just really love, like, people, it's so cliche, but people would be like, you really changed my life. Like, you know, I make these people happy. And that's what makes me happy is that since the beginning I've known that like what my work makes people happy, and as stupid as that is to say to some people, like I make them happy, and if that saves their life, like then cool, like I'm happy to be able to do that.
People try to downplay the therapeutic aspect of porn, but therapists don't. Therapists always recommend something to help you relieve and get shit off your mind, so they recommend porn to somebody, their clients.
Yeah, a lot of times it's a fantasy too. Like I'm providing a fantasy for you, or even if I'm like if a fan like pays to have a one-on-one call with me, like I'm happy to sit there and talk with them. I when I was webcamming, I had a lot of people that wanted to just sit there and talk to me. And I'm like, these guys don't get somebody that just wants to listen to them, especially somebody that looks like me. Like,
yeah,
it sucks they have to pay for it, but like I'm happy to give that to them because they're not gonna get it anywhere else. And like a lot of times they're just really fucking sweet people. Like they're just so fucking kind,
right?
I have all these attractive douchebags over there. I'm like,
oof. All right, now let me ask you this, Kendra, have you done a scene where it was just, the scene was ridiculous. Like once they told you what it was, you're like, all right, come on, let's just do this. Like, but you knew it was a dumb scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one where I was the clumsiest girl in the world. And I read it and I was like,
just fall in
the ditch.
Who fucking wrote this? I was like, who wrote this? And like, Kendra is the clumsiest girl in the world. She can't even put her shoes on right. I was like, is this what y'all are writing in the description?
Oh, and my like, God.
I was knocking things over here and there.
You can like, miss you know, like 10 the- times. It takes coordination. You have to know where everything is. You got to be slightly sober. Drunkenness adds minutes. It's not just like, you can't just fall onto one.
Now, do you find that's the case when men write the scripts? And are there a lot of women writing scripts? Because I know a lot of artists who were performing at first, now they got their own production.
A lot of times I look at the scripts and I know for a fact a man wrote this. I know for a fact because I was like, this, you want me to get into the bathtub with my dress on and my hair done and everything? You want me to get my hair wet with my extensions in? I was like, a man wrote this 100%.
Million percent.
Yeah, a woman would never ruin a good look idiots. Like that.
Right, Kendra? Yeah. Dumb, stupid idiots. Yeah.
No, like, I got stuck in a cat tree. Like I was like, a man wrote this.
Obviously.
If a woman wrote it, it would be like a massage where the man worships me and he makes me a bath with rose petals and he massages my feet and he loves me and everything. And then a man writes it, I'm stuck in a fucking cat tree. And I really was stuck. When I climbed into that cat tree, I was like, okay, I really am stuck. Like,
did you say cat tree? Cat tree?
Yeah, like a cat. Like it was like a cat.
Oh, like a cat play thing.
Yeah. So it's like two towers and then a top, and I got stuck between the two towers. And when I got in there, I was like, man, I am really stuck.
And then what happened? Did somebody come up and fuck you?
He comes and finds me. But the thing with porn is, you're not really supposed to, like, I have to be free and willing. Like it has to show that I'm free and willing.
Right.
It to be like technically legal, so I had to be unstuck from the cat tree before we
But listen, I see porn sometimes when they have a girl like stuck under the bed with just an ass out, or stuck in a washing machine just an ass out, and then the dude comes behind her. It's like, I'll help you get you out, and next thing you know, his dick is an ass.
Yeah, well, what about that bondage-y stuff where it's like she's not going anywhere?
Yeah, it's kind of like a fine line. I think a lot of companies don't really care, but with the bondage stuff, they always have a video beforehand talking to the girl about your yeses and your noes, that's and they always have a video afterwards. Pretty much with every scene, they ask you beforehand if you understand that you're here to do sex stills. Are you under the influence of any drugs or alcohol? No. Like, is anyone forcing you here against your will? And then at the end, they go, did you do anything you didn't want to do? Did you have a great time? Like on video. So they really cover their ass.
You think they came up with that list after one court case, or they kept adding them on case after case after case?
I think after a few, like back in the day, it was probably like whatever. But like now it's like they really have to cover their ass because there is a few people that probably were like, I was under the influence, I didn't want to do that, like trying to turn around and sue the company. So
right.
Like,
well, what if you give the right answer to everything, but you just didn't have a good time? What if you're like, yeah, I'm here voluntarily, I knew what I was getting into, I'm not under the influence, everything, but I like did not have fun. That's still legal.
I mean, yeah, I think it's very rare that people say that, and I know for a fact that the company would be like, what did we do wrong, like are you okay, and like really take concern. But I'm always high before I go in there, and I'm always like, no, I'm not the influence of anything. I'm always high.
So do they like,
now, has anybody since you've been in the business, has any other lady, like any other female porn star, taken you under their wing or anything like that for business, or showing you anything?
Or they all hate us?
I think there's been a lot. Anyone that I come into contact with, you know, when I was with Vixen, we were doing a lot of Vixen Angel things. So every month there would be a new angel, and me as the angel of the year would come and like be a part of that ceremony. And I think I learned a lot from each girl that has been in the industry for a long time, and Angela White, I learned how to be successful in doing your own thing and creating your own brand. And Riley Reed, I learned a lot about how to like be creative when it comes to your sets and like, you know, whatever idea you have in your head, make it come to life. I learned that from her. And like Abigail Mack, I learned, I think, a lot about the business side. And I just think she's very like smart and like, you know, I learned a lot from everybody.
So you're not a person that like necessarily needs a mentor. You could just watch a bunch of people and pull a bunch of different skills in and build from there.
Yeah, I've never had an agent. I've always been on my own. I've always self-booked. So I've always kind of just gone on my own. Laney is my porn mom. Yeah, I've been with her since the very beginning. The since I very first became library girl, I remember our first dinner in New York when I met her. And I was sad at the time. I was really sad and she could tell. And then Laney has watched me grow up throughout the years. She's met my own mom, like my porn mom met my real mom one time. And they were just like, they just went back and forth about how great I am. And I was just like, I love her so much. She's kept me very grounded.
Laney is the best.
She's the shit. Yeah, I love her so much. Oh my God. Well, we've known, friend of the show. We've known Laney for years and years and years. She has always been the best. She introduced me to Roger Stone at a party where I freaked out. He was like, nice to meet you, bye. And then she took pictures from the side and sent them to me later, me freaking out, him being like, the security.
I love her, but she takes the worst pictures of
you are preaching to the choir.
You're like, oh, you look so cute. And I look at the picture later and I'm like, lady, I hate how I look in this picture.
It's her phone. It's the phone. It's like, she's such an angel with great intentions, would never want to make you look bad.
I think it's my heart.
The phone plays you so hard.
You take the picture with her heart, the phone.
I love her so much. She sent me a present. She was like, what's your address? And then I forgot that I'd given it to her, and she sent me a little thing in the mail to say hi. I love her so much. What? What'd you say?
You're trying to get Karen as a client out there doing them films.
Yeah. She's always like, listen, like, I would not like, but if you just wanted to, you could make a lot of money. And I'm like, Laney, that's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
I told her you were going to do it, and I'm going to skim off the top.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you could tell a lady wrote that script too.
Already. I have two Jew agents in my pocket. Great. Kendrick, you did the right thing.
Now, do you think, Kendrick, is it more like, do you see drugs on sets now, or are they really stringent about that too?
No, I don't see drugs anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Like, back in the day, it used to be everywhere on a set. But nowadays, it seemed like this shit is as clean as Wall Street.
you could probably smoke weed here and there, but I just choose not to because it makes me dry and, like, tired. Yeah. So I smoke on my way to set, and then by the time I'm done with hair and makeup, I'm pretty like sober. And then I wait until afterwards. And that's like my reward is the joint afterwards.
Right.
Yes. Now, sometimes while you're having sex, you'd be thinking about the joint after.
I think about the joint constantly and what I'm going to eat afterwards. That is all that I think about. Like,
I'm gonna wrap my penis in roll
like,
paper.
McDonald's, like,
well, just how much of it is that like? That's like any job, right? Like everybody's job, they're thinking about like going home to their whoever, like their cat, their dog, having a joint, like having some dinner. How much of it is like just a job? You're like, I'm at work, I'm going to do it, I'm going to get a check, and I'm going to go home. And how much of it is like, cool, I get to have sex today? Or is that like not really part of it?
Yeah, I think it's always like, it depends on the crew. A lot of the times I get like a good crew with a good attitude and like a good performer, and it just makes it so much easier. It just flows easier, and it's fun. It makes it just a lot more fun when they're chill. I think I always have like a good crew and everything, so
when people ask me about
one time I could tell that guy was not into me, and I was like, okay, this is awkward.
And the guy on camera too was like, I fucked the shit out of her.
Yeah, I was like, the guy I had the day before was like, wow, you're so beautiful. Like, he just kept looking me in the eyes and be like, you're so beautiful. Like, wow, I can't believe I get to work with you, and was like hyping me up so much. And the next day the guy like did not want to look at me in the eyes, and I was like, wow, this is work. The day before was easy. It was like a quick 4 hours, including hair and makeup, in and out, which is so fast. And then like
right.
next day, I was like, this guy don't even want to look at me.
Now, how long can a regular day go for? 4 hours is quick. What's a long day?
A long day is like 8 to 10 hours. The girl days are always longer because you have two girls for hair and makeup, two girls for pretty girls, and there's like less positions that you can do. There's always almost more like storyline, and I get paid not as much as a boy girl. It just doesn't really make sense to me. You know, it's, I think because it's less straining, but really it ends up being a longer day. So it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, penises are so straightforward. It's like what you see is what you get. Bing, bang, boom. And girls are like, what are you doing here?
Yes. I'm sure if it was a nice dyke lesbian, she'll be in and out too. Coming in with a fucking jean jacket, bang it up and leave.
Basically, you would think, you would hope, but girl days are always longer.
Always longer. Mm-hmm. Now, who was the first one to throw you some real shade in the industry? He was like, oh, this bitch don't like me. You ain't gonna say the name, but do you remember the incident?
I do remember at the very beginning, Bonnie Rotten did not like me.
Bitch, I thought you ain't gonna say the name.
I don't care. She's not in the industry anymore. I don't care. But I just remember a long time ago, I was like at a convention for my toys that I had, and like she made a big fuss that her toy, like, she didn't have a section for her toys, and was like talking shit about me, but then would come up to me in person and be like, hi, like, are you having problems with your like manager, blah blah blah, like, let me help you.
Bunch of Andrew Cunanans, nigga. Talk about your staff shooting your back, but say hi, I love your work.
I was so young then, but there's a girl, I won't say her name because I don't want to give her any more clout, but she really does not like me because I would post my nipples on Instagram and got away with it a lot of the time, and then I would joke that I got away with it because I was sleeping with the CEO, which is not true. I'd like to publicly state multiple times that's not true. And then I was the other last month, I was on Instagram Live and I did pull my titties out, and I did throat a giant black dildo and having my friend pour White Claw down the dildo into my mouth. And I was wasted. And I got my Instagram deleted, and then she was like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, bitch, what are you happy for? Like, are you happy I got deleted? We're fighting the same fight. Like, I was fighting for
women's equality. Issues, man. I'm telling you.
And there's no sisterhood. Anyone who says it's a sisterhood, no. Girls are so competitive. Girls like their friends, and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm just happy that
so many people message me happy that you got your account deleted. I was like, are you happy that I lost my verified account with 2 million followers over a drunken mistake? Like, are you happy about that? Like,
all because she wants her nipples out, also.
Yeah. Well, I was like, every picture that I posted with my nipples out up until that point was for equality. Like, men can show their nipples, why can't I? You know? And then I was like, I was fighting for equality. And then she took a screenshot of my Instagram Live of me like, she's like, was this for equality? And then all caps, I was like, I was drunk, leave me alone, like, I was wasted.
That's don't feel bad. I saw the same picture with Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I was like, I definitely put my Instagram account deleted, but it was a drunken mistake. Like, we all make those, you know?
Yes. I can't even tell you how many times I took a picture with a White Claw dripping down a black dildo, and I regret it.
I'm dead. Let me grab my computer charger really quick.
Grab it. Mm-hmm. On a goddamn wall. That looked like my high school, like my room in high school.
You had one of these too? My mom was uncomfortable with it, but she let it stay up because at least she knew I was straight.
Yep. Black mothers don't get down on black sons for being too straight. They never do. If they find porn or anything, they're going to be like this. Leave it alone. Put it back.
At least you know you're not gay. That was my mom's thing. At least you know you're not gay.
You grew up with sisters.
Me, nah.
No? Okay. Because when you got sisters too, and you're the only boy, I was the youngest only boy. So I know I'm going to have any kind of porn, and my mother would be like this, don't be, but I wouldn't get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
I just want to squelch my masculinity or my sexuality.
Moms are so cool.
They do.
I want my boy to crush pussy. That is my dream.
That is like, stop going through my shit. I mean, it's a tricky, Porn's needed, though. Motherfuckers talk all that shit they want.
It gives people confidence, man.
Yes.
And I still try shit that I see. You know those black guys that wear the Tims with the copper fit knee braces? Those guys give me hope.
How are you supposed to know what you like? Oh my god, I use porn for research when I'm like, let me see what how to do this real quick. I just want to know what people do. My favorite kind of porn is stuff I don't do. I like watching people do stuff that's like not in my wheelhouse at all. I'm like, how are you doing? I like that in everything. Like I like that in comedy and like music and art, where I'm just like, how are you doing that?
Because you're a voyeur. You're a voyeur at your heart.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess in those situations it's better.
I like the trick, like, you know, when like you first get into comedy and you're like, how are they doing that? Like, I need to be able to do that. It's that where I'm just like, what, how though? Like, if I can do it, I get it. Obviously, it's like, I know that trick, but I want to see the tricks I don't get.
But like most things in life, it's
that trial, me, by the way.
It's all trial and error. You're going to fail a couple times and bust on the back before you really get it.
I mean, it took me like,
speaking of, you guys saw the George Floyd sex tape.
What?
You saw the George Floyd tape or no?
No.
What, the choking tape? Or the
the sex one where he was doing sex in the hotel room.
No.
Come on. You're an 11-year-old.
No, I didn't. I didn't even know.
Kendra, you know about it, right?
Yeah,
church it. The boy, he does his thing. He does his thing. He
was
gets
he the choker in this video or the still the chokey? There you go.
Could he or could he not breathe?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what I'm watching.
I can
but see there's a longer clip, but I think this is the one where it's got like a guy who he's new and the girl, like he comes fast and he doesn't want to tell anybody that he came. And in the process, he starts going, so they're like, what the fuck did you come? So this girl now, she's pissed. The female, she is pissed. That's why I want like fucking working with newbies. And she's just going to the shower, cleaning herself out. And everybody else is in the room like, yo, dude, like you don't fucking come in the girl, dude. Like you're watching this guy get sun on set and they took none of this out. They took none of it out and I love it.
Kept in the
wait a minute, was it George Floyd who was the guy or was it another guy?
It was another guy. George was one of the guys telling him like, yo, you don't fucking come in the girl, like while she's in the shower cleaning off and then like they're letting him know like, yeah, you don't do that, you know what I mean? And that's what like he gonna get you right, he gonna show you. Yeah, they running the train on this shit.
I'll smack the fuck out of somebody that does that to me.
Really?
We'll take away the money shot.
I mean,
everybody knows the money shot in porn got to be on camera.
Yeah, it's interesting that like you know a porn is over when the guy comes. Like it doesn't matter how many times the girl comes. Like a porn is finished when the guy.
That's when it's finished for me when I come.
Exactly.
It's been nice. Back to New York one.
Yeah. So I mean, and there's not that many guys that are out there that can give a round two or round three anymore.
Sure.
Not really. There was one performer that came and I was like, but he's known to like come and then keep going and nobody really told me that. So he came and I was thinking like the scene is ruined and then he just kept going and I was like, the
scene is ruined.
He was like,
whatever. I was like, somebody could have told me so I'm not sitting there like freaking out in my head like, oh no, but you know.
Wait, why would you freak out? Do you get hit also?
It don't matter to me. I get paid either way, so I don't care. But I was just like, oh no, like what are we gonna do? This is awkward.
Right.
Any other time, I hate when a guy struggles. I hate all that shit. So like I just like them to show up, do their job, do it right, and then leave. Like,
what happens when you're
in the industry?
When you're dating somebody who's not in the industry and they come too fast, you go, oh, that's right, you just an amateur.
I'm like, it happens. And it's so funny too, because they'll be like, they'll try and make excuses like, oh, like it's been a while, or like, oh, this or that. And I'm just like, just stop with your excuses. Like, it's okay. Like it happens. Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting better. Yeah, I just do this.
Get on with it.
I don't even explain anymore.
Tell her
I'll
she's
just make
pretty.
A compliment.
Like, you're
let's just be like, crazy. I didn't know this pussy was this good.
That's right.
Blame the pussy,
it is a compliment, right? Just
yeah,
so
blame
good.
The girl's
Sorry.
Pussy and you'll be all right.
Yeah, like go give me a like some type of fruit drink and a sandwich and we go back at it.
And we'll be fine.
Go get me a fucking Capri Sun and bologna sandwich. We'll be back at it.
Anytime a guy comes and he's still hard and can still go, I'm like, damn, you got like dig. Like, you got that thing. Like, you got
one of these mixed babies. Like, that's like the beautiful mixed child.
The title might be Dick.
It is Dick. Writing it down.
Yeah, I always feel bad if I nut and then I'm still hard and I'm still going. I'd be like, that's should I tell her that? I'm like,
she'll find out.
My penis got a mind of its own. If it's gonna keep going, I'd be like, just wake me up when you're done, nigga.
Tell a lady in a heartbeat, excuse me, I bought 3 condoms. I'm not leaving until I use all 3.
Love it. A lot of times guys can't even get, I've had a lot of people that can't get hard for me. Like, it's intimidation. I believe that. Or
intimidation.
Like, a lot of guys are intimidated by me, and it's happened multiple times where they can't get.
Are you tall?
I'm 5'9".
Yeah, yeah. That's probably got a lot to do with it.
Yeah,
I don't think it's my size that intimidates them. I think it's them being able to Google me with 5 black guys standing around me with giant dicks.
10 million that maybe they that think is what scares not, people.
When they see me with a guy with a dick like this, like, I think that's when they're like, oh,
terrifying.
I don't think 6 inches is good enough.
Hey, I'm only one not black person, so yeah, that's
I wouldn't get intimidated. I'll make it work for me. As I eat you out, I'll be like this. What was it like taking that big dick?
I've had a few of those.
You just have to come with a bad story about every black dick in the picture. You know what I mean? Oh, well, he's got this. And don't worry about it.
He's annoying. He snores.
He's got a club foot.
He was the guy from the George Floyd tape.
I'm like, bigger is not always better. Like, yeah, his dick might be like this, but I can only get there. Like, what's the point of all of this, you know?
And let him know he was an asshole. He was an asshole also. Like, come on.
Sends me running for the hills. I am this person. I have vagina the size of a postage stamp. We are not doing this. I am not trying. I know myself. I am an adult. I don't need, to, I don't, you know, you can't be like, you don't know. I do know. I'm not, we don't need it. We can go to throw you back in the ocean.
Monster dicks.
I can't with a monster dick. I know myself. Anytime I need to do like birthing exercises to get through sex, it is not for me.
You're not thinking about this, the owners of the monster dick and the
feelings.
The thing that they're dealing with, that constant rejection.
Yes,
all right?
It hurts. That's true shit.
It looks like dread.
When you pull your dick out and throw it like this, sweet putting that at me.
Ever. I love Brad. He is so sweet, so kind, such a kind soul, and his dick is just fucking huge. Like, I can imagine it's hard for him to find somebody to date and all that stuff when it's like he's so freaking sweet and he just has a monster penis. Like,
welcome to my life. It ain't easy, Kendra, but I get through. I make it through.
It ain't easy, but someone's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. Goddamn, these kids got to go to school.
I'm dead.
Oh man, so what's the future of porn like? What is that going to look like in the next, I know this next year, it's like this, everything's different. So what?
Yeah, you filmed any VR shit?
I have not. I've always been on contract, so I have not shot a lot of other like VR and cool stuff, but
get on that Oculus, girl.
No, it's pretty cool, but honestly, all I've heard from all performers, VR is the worst to shoot.
Really?
They hate it because they have so many cameras. Like, the guys hate it because they'll have like 10 cameras on their chest and they can't even move. Like, they have to just lay there with their dicks hard, and it's like the hardest thing to do. Like, the girls don't like it because you just have so many cameras. It's not like personable. It's not like that much fun to shoot.
Yeah, when my dick is hard, I can't stay still. I'm just fidgety. When my dick is hard, I'm always out of the shot.
Yeah,
you would not be able to do it because the cameras would be all like moving and stuff.
Because it's like shooting Avatar the movie. It's like, I don't need all this blue suit shit on me.
I'm just trying to get a nut.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
Right? They shoot like Avatar porn, you're all blue, and then your dick is like not.
Your dick's been washed.
But that's got to be that's the future of video games and watching shit. So that's got to be the future of porn as well. All this, you know what I'm saying? There's got to be like the virtual reality shit is pretty huge.
Yeah, I think it's going to be huge. Or like, I've seen in some futuristic movies where they have like a hologram of a girl that fucks you and everything, you know, they are getting there. You know, like you have a fleshlight, like I have a fleshlight, and they have this machine that you can put it in where you don't even have to touch it. And it moves based off the video that you're watching.
Wow.
It's like, we're really getting there.
Oh, like, it's like the TikTok 3000 or whatever. Like, wow. Like some hydraulic, like, like, you know how they have those those prosthetic arms that like you can control with your thoughts?
Yeah,
like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like a fleshlight is made out of memory foam.
Right. I know. And honestly, I can't wait for sex robots. Just like take some of the pressure off me. Oh my God. I can't just be getting fucked constantly.
Wait. You'd be okay with, hold on, you'd be okay with your husband fucking a sex robot?
Yes. She's not a person. Yes.
Oh, no. They will treat them like a person. My ex, I got him a fleshlight of somebody else and he used to cook her dinner. He'd be like, here you go, sweetie, or he would like tuck her in and give her a kiss, like as a like, this is not a real person, this is a toy.
What a red flag, girl.
Yeah, I should have known back then. I should have kicked him to the curb.
What a red flag. Now you know.
He's at the movies with the fleshlight going on a date.
Yeah.
Like, somebody calls the fleshlight an Uber. That is a hard no.
Now, do they mold it with your vagina? How does that work?
Yeah, so they take a mold of the outside. They don't do the inside, which a lot of people question. It's just a bunch of random like bumps and swirls, but the outside is 100% accurate. It's like I've held it up to my vagina before and I'm like, this looks exactly the same.
Wild.
And yeah, they like mold it like any other mold. They put the stuff on it and then the casting, and then it sits there for a while. It gets like hot cold, and then when they peel it off, it feels amazing. It's like so strange.
Oh, I need some of that Madame Tussauds pussy. Okay,
into it. Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah.
Well, that wax. Like
any other mold.
That would be smart.
And how much do those sell for, those fleshlights?
I think like $90 on their website.
Nice.
It's an investment, though. It's like a collectible. You could pass it down generation to generation, you know?
That's right.
Especially in case you ever find Jesus.
How do you clean it, though? Why are you passing it down? You got some kind of cleaning solution for that motherfucker?
Yeah, of course. You got to clean it. They have like a cleaning. The bottom part screws off so you can clean straight through.
Okay.
They have a shower attachment so you can set it up in your shower. They have the thing that you don't even have to touch, I mentioned. They have like a warmer that it sits on so that when you go to use it, it's warm inside. Yeah.
Is it
like
dishwasher a real thing?
Or you could put it in one of those like little COVID boxes, like where you clean off your phone and keys.
Yes, the blue light.
Happen for 2 minutes with blue light.
Guys, I really am uncomfortable cutting this short, especially because I texted Trod maybe 8,000 times.
Fine,
but I have to go.
wait. We need to wrap this up. Kendra, where the fans, where can they catch you? Where can they find you?
Yes, my new Instagram is DaRealKendraSunderland, DaRealKendraSunderland, Twitter, KSLibraryGirl.
So that means I got to follow it again because I followed the old account. And I didn't even realize they took it from you.
We don't know. I might be able to get it back. I might be able to work my way into getting it back somehow. I'll do anything, but I will, maybe it will be revived one day.
I might be able to help you. My boy Seth created Instagram Messenger, that rich son of a bitch. He created it. And I'll see if he can help.
Dave Temple Comedy.com or at I'm Dave Temple across all social media platforms. The second one out now.
Yes. And tell them the name of the special now.
The second one.
And where can they find it?
Dave Temple Comedy.com.
Boom. This was a good episode. White Daughter?
Yes. I'm same as ever, guys. I love TikTok now. Can you even see me? This is like blurry. Anyway,
yes.
Karen Kardashian on TikTok, KEREN, you get the rest. And then on regular Soch, which I'm like not on so much, but whatever, I'll say hi to you, is Karen Margolis, KERENMARGOLAS. Check out our YouTube, where we're going to post the video of this episode. Rate us, subscribe, give us a 5-star review or whatever you want on iTunes. And check out Two Black Guys with Good Credit, my cute little finance podcast.
Karen Kardashian. We call her Kardashian because every time a Kardashian. Words of my friends.
Small world. That's my dad. Well, happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2021. It's going to be so much like 2020.
Yes, go to racewars.com. Check out all the Race Wars episodes, the new ones and the classics on patreon.com/racewars. We're back, baby, 2021. We took a break in December, but we're back with more episodes, new episodes, a lot more content. So make sure you check it out.
Yep.
Y'all have fun today?
Best.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, bet. Kendra, I'll see you at the house later tonight. And the rest of you guys, stay safe.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you guys. Happy New Year. Next week, we got George Wallace and I think Gavin's coming back on. So George Wallace.
Shit. Well, that's going to be weird. All right. See you guys next week.
Love you. Peace.
Love you. Cool. Bye.